Dreamscape presents Annihilation Aria by Michael R. Underwood. Narrated by Caitlin Kelly and Chris Andrew Shula.
Chapter 1. Max. Max Walker was very good at running for his life. He had plenty of motivation, given the ravenous horde of purple space locusts nipping at his heels. He cradled the mapping device in his arms, shielding it from the locusts. Dying would be bad. Coming out empty-handed wouldn't be much better. It was that kind of day. You really should have come up with a better plan, but hindsight is 20/20. And hey, you've got a kick-ass wife with a giant sword beside you, so it's not all bad. Day. Unfortunately for Max, those days were pretty common. But hey, he hadn't died yet. Lara Kevane, said kick-ass wife, ran beside him, keeping stride, though she could have easily lapped him any time she wanted. Lucky for him, she decided that she liked him enough to save him from the aforementioned horde of space locusts. Even wearing a 20-kilo set of EVA-capable armor, Lara moved with impeccable grace. It made sense, though, since she spent more time in her armor than out of it. A soldier caste Janae, Lara was made for battle. Even when she was running for her life, she wasn't really worried. As far as he could tell. They fled the tomb so fast that Max could barely maintain his mental record of the turns and doorways and puzzles that had taken them hours to work through on their way in. But now, there was only running. And holding on to the mapping device, which would maybe, possibly, hopefully, give Max and Lara the information they needed to finally make real progress on their respective missions. One of the locust beasties ripped a chunk off the heel of his spacesuit. Air bled out like a whoopee cushion, and his O2 gauge started sagging. "We need to run faster," Lara said, still calm despite the odds. "This is me running faster," Max replied through huffs and puffs. Max kept his eyes forward even as he felt the beasts scraping at his heels and crunching beneath his feet. They were gaining. None of this would have happened if the tomb had been properly sealed. But no, some grave robbers had gotten to the site before them and screwed everything up. Great job, assholes. He'd refrained from kicking their skeletons. It wouldn't help. "Keep going," Lara said, and he felt her drop back.
"Lara, no!"
The vid feed from Lara's suit showed the horde of locust beasts swarming her, the screen filling with the purple creatures and their black teeth.
"Die, beasts!"
she shouted, her scattergun barking death in every direction.
"Wheel is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?